about to enter into a world. A world that is so twisted, so mind-numbingly stupid, that you may lose any sense of reality or sanity. Now, get ready to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, The Show from Hell!
Really, we didn't give too much away with this title.
Hey everybody! Just remember, you're listening to Hard Talk with Squint Westwood on WLAME, Los Angeles.
Hi everybody, Squint here. Once again, last hour of the show. It's been a strange one so far, but I'm excited to be here. It's my first show, and we're doing an exciting show talking about things that, interest the people, could inflame people, or get you thinking. So, the lines are open for anyone to call on any topic you want. Topic for tonight, of course, the main topic is being the budget and how it affects the average person. So, lines are open. Anyone wants to call in, we can discuss today's budget meeting. And I'll tell you this from the bottom of my heart, the way I feel about the whole thing is that if I were in Congress, after what they pushed through, I'd blast every one of them with a 350 Magnum. I swear to God, I'd take their heads off. But that's just me. I'm that kind of guy. Oh, we've got a caller here. It says Joe. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I was listening to your show here.
Yeah,
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Good to hear.
And I was wanting to make my own comment about the budget.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so my wife and I are working out our budget right now, and we're both trying to figure out, should we get a pool, a car, or a Dalmatian? I would really like to hear your thoughts on this.
First off, we're talking about the budget that just went through Congress. Your personal budget is no consequence to anybody but yourself. Why don't you keep your comments limited to the budget? How do you think that's going to affect your household?
So you're suggesting the Dalmatian, and I really don't understand why, because I kind of want a pool. And, yeah, my wife wants the Dalmatian, but I'd rather go swimming in the summertime.
Okay, I didn't say anything about a Dalmatian. Maybe the lines are crossed here. Hold on a second. Can we get those lines checked? What I said was, the Congress budget, how does that affect you?
Oh, well, it affects me by the fact that I'm not going to be able to get my pool or my Dalmatian if my budget isn't, worked out well with my wife.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get a Dalmatian then. Bye.
Yeah, you get your Dalmatian, pal. Good God. Okay, next time will you please screen the calls? Yeah, thanks, Frank. Okay. All right. We have another caller, a Mr. S. Mr. S., you're calling in about the budget.
Yes, this is Mr. S. And I was just wanting to let you all know, all the citizens of Los Angeles, that you have till midnight to give me the puppies.
Okay. Is this some sort of crank call? Mr. S, we were talking about the budget. Can we get serious for a moment here? You're on Hard Talk. We're talking the budget. The budget the Congress passed.
Who is this?
This is Squint Westwood.
This isn't the mayor of Los Angeles?
No, you just called into the radio station. WLAME, All Talk Radio.
No speak English. Bye.
Okay, then. Well, so far this has been an exciting show, I'll tell you that much. Reminds me of the time that I stubbed my toe. Agony. Long, painful agony. And look at the clock, I see we still have another 45 minutes. Great. Exciting. And as this is commercial-free, I can't even go to a sponsor. All right. Well, we have Shane calling in from Missituckee. Is that...
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
My name's Shane, yeah. So, we're talking budgetary matters here on the
yes, we
Hard
are.
Talk Radio.
Yes, thank God. Yes, we are talking budgetary.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, I was talking to my auntie/wife the other day, and we were wondering, if you find a deer on the road, and it's just laying there on the road,
I mean, it's not hurting anybody.
Hey,
if you kind of pulled out of your...
Where'd you put the toilet bark?
The toilet paper?
The toilet bark! Where's the toilet bark?
The toilet bark? We're out of it. You're going to have to use your hands.
Oh, man, again?
Yep, you're going to have to use those hands again. Just don't eat brownies, because you might want to get it confused with something else.
But I got really hankering for some brownies.
Look, I'm trying to talk to the nice man on the radio, okay? I just had relations with a deer on the road, and I want to find out if that's kosher.
Is the FCC going to be on us for that? Excuse me, I'm sorry. Did you just say you had relations with a deer?
But see, that's the problem, Mr. Squint. Is it was dead, so it couldn't protest.
Hey, boy! Where did this deer come from?
You're talking to Missy Elliott right there, okay? That's my baby.
What's she doing on the hood of my car?
What's she doing where?
She's on the hood of my car. What's she doing on the hood of my car?
Well...
Hold on. I think you better go back and deal with your cousin there and maybe find out what's going on while I make a quick call to the police after tracing this call. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for your help. Love your show, Squint.
My toothbrush.
I don't know what you do with my Vaseline.
Okay. Oh, God. No more calls from Miss Tucky, okay? Good God. What kind of morons live over there? What kind of people are living in this country that we can't have a decent talk about the Congress and the budget? We've got morons calling in. Wait. Next caller's calling in. Hello, caller. You're on Hard Talk with Squint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Westwood. West Eastwood.
Yeah, I was just calling because I happened to drive a screw through my hand while I was trying to put up a mural of my buttocks. And, I just don't know what to do. It's bleeding rather profusely, and it's squirting a little in my eye.
Okay, hold on. I got two questions for you. Yeah. One, are you from Missituckee?
Nope. Nope.
Okay, good.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, just as bad. Second, why are you not calling 911 on this?
I didn't know the number.
Okay, it's 911. Why don't you call them?
I'm kind of roaming right now. This is costing me an awful lot on my Nextel bill, so, is there any way you could call them for me, Mr. East Westwood?
Look, I don't even know where you are, and to be honest, I think it's probably better that you did that. I don't even think they'll charge you for a 911 call. If it's a legitimate thing, why don't you call them?
Okay,
I'll try that. You could dial this station, for God's sakes, and we're like long distance. I mean, we don't even have a 1-800 number yet. So why don't you hang up with me now, call 911, and see if they can help you out, okay?
Okay, because I'm starting to get a little lightheaded.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. Call them now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Hang up first, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang up first. Ow. All right. Oh, is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me about the budget? Because this is getting a little ridiculous. Okay, it looks like we have a Tom from... Where the hell is that?
That's from East McLachlan. And I want to call to tell you that I've been listening to your show for a long time.
But that's not possible. This is my first show.
Yes, I've been listening for a long time, and I've enjoyed your show so much. I want to know if you could help me find a nice-looking woman who will give me a nice rub on my back, maybe even put some oil on my tushy once in a while, you know, to make me feel good about myself.
No, listen. This is not that kind of show. We're a political punditry show. We're talking about politics and the budget.
Yes, I don't budget for that, so... $1.95 hooker will be fine for me. You can send her over to my hotel. It'll be at 4562 Pachmatlichnichport Road in East Bachmachlin. So you get her over to me soon because, to be honest, the oil is starting to dry up around here and my buttocks is getting dry and I could really use a woman coming here to rub that in right away.
We want to get our debauchery on.
Yes, just hold on, Frank. Jeez, Louise, we can't get anything done without him getting all hissy-fitsy on me, you know? Besides, this is hard talk, and I'm getting hard listening to you talk, so we need that right away, okay?
All right, that's enough of this. God, what the hell is wrong with these people? Why can't you people just have a sensible conversation with me? I want one person to give me a sensible conversation. It's all I'm asking for. There's a Mrs. E. the Second on the phone. I don't know what the hell that means. Let's put her on. Hello, Mrs. E.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth the Second here. Long-time listener. And this is my third or fourth time calling, but the call always drops out because your stupid call taker apparently doesn't like British people, and he hangs up on me every time I try to make a comment.
Okay, hold on a second. Two things. A, this is the first time this show's been on the air. I told you people. Second, you couldn't have called before. And third, who gives a damn about the monarchy? This is America, baby. We don't kowtow to some woman just because she was born to the right people or not. No. You see...
God, you sound just like Charles!
Yes, another inbred weirdo.
He tells me the same thing! He's a stupid son, that man!
Well, at least we're agreed on that much.
Yeah.
Now, do you have something to say about the budget that Congress just passed?
You know, I figure no one else would know budgets better than, you know, the queen of a sovereign nation. So, here's what I've got to tell you, Mr. Squint.
Go ahead.
Prince Philip is asleep in the other room, and I was wondering if you'd like to kind of discuss the budget a bit more in private over here at Buckingham, if you know what I'm saying.
No.
Do you like the feel of leather on your skin?
I don't understand what you're saying here.
I want to have sexual relations with you, Squint. I've been listening to your show for years, and you get me really horny. How much more blunt do I have to be? You Americans are so stupid. Subtlety clearly doesn't work with you.
Okay, sorry. What does that have to do with the budget? And I'm still not quite getting the gist of what you're asking me.
I want to see if we can fit you in to England's budget. If you understand what I'm saying.
No, not at all. Can you be more specific?
Look, we have a giant gaping deficit right now, and we need something big and long to plug it up.
Oh, yeah. You might want to talk to the president about that.
Look, you don't have to decide right now. Just email me at queensyweensy@gmail.com. I'll be waiting for it. I'll be hitting refresh regularly. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Talk to you later, Your Majesty. And that's why we're a republic. You understand this, folks? We're free. We don't have these people who are given positions because they happen to be born out of the right vagina coming here and telling us who to have sex with. No, we can have our own repressed sexual activities in our own home where we don't even have to even touch each other or look at each other and hold our guns in our hands. Our tight guns. Hard, throbbing guns with... Oh, sorry. Got a little carried away there. PG show. Must go on. Next call. Do we even have a name for this? Who's there?
Yeah, okay. I'm back.
You again.
So I tried calling 911.
Right. What happened?
What I didn't notice is I was standing in a pool of my own blood. And...
Uh-huh.
I happened to drop the phone, which fell into the blood, and I don't know how plasma works or whatnot, but now there's, like, a mutant creature coming up from my blood because the phone, like, did electric discharge in it, and now there's some kind of alien life form coming out of the blood. It's kind of like a little bit like watching the movie The Thing. I don't know. It's
okay,
weird.
Hold on a second.
Gnawing on my ankles at the moment. And
Hold on a second. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here to see if we can figure this out.
Okay.
A, you dropped your phone, and instead of calling 911 when strange things started happening, you called this number again.
You're on speed dial.
Okay.
And it was the only number I could press with my toe.
All right. Second. What were you taking before you decided to do work around your house?
What was I taking? I really just
any prescription drugs or chemicals? No.
It was just a blue pill with a fish on it. I mean, a smiley face on a red pill, too. A couple of those.
Okay, let me explain what's happening to you.
Uh-huh.
You are hallucinating. There is no monster coming out of your blood.
No, I don't think that's happening, because my wall's been telling me that that's pretty real, so...
Now, how many times has your wall actually talked to you?
Well, only a couple, because we've been kind of making out for the past half an hour, so...
Okay.
I mean, after I screwed it. Get it? This
might yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks for calling. All right. Goodbye.
Okay, call it. Get out.
You know, I want to help people. I really do. But this guy here, he's beyond help. This is what drugs do. This is what drugs do to America. Makes us weak. Makes us stupid and docile. Instead, we should be drinking beer. Plenty of beer, like real Americans. Getting shit-faced and passing out and throwing up all over ourselves. Or dropping dead from alcohol poisoning, like real Americans. None of these drug-flaked-out hippies. They have no control of themselves. You know, when they allow people to sit there and smoke the weed, go out there and not let a real American get behind the wheel with a six-pack in his lap, you know, half empty. That's what's telling me that the communists are taking over. Do I have another person on the line? Because I'm about to rant here, and I don't want to. Who's there?
Hey, man, my name is Moonbeam the Seventh.
Oh, that figures. Yes, Moonbeam.
I heard you talking about hippies and hating on them and the budget.
That's right.
Well, I've got this all figured out, man. Like, this is legit. If you kind of put all of our budgetary monies into hemp production, then all of our problems would be solved and we'd be happy. Oh, and we cut off the water supply because showers are destroying the planet and they're a waste of money.
Okay, let me bring up a couple of things here. A, Thomas Jefferson grew hemp.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, bro.
And then he realized what a waste of time it was because all his slaves got really high and started having sex with him without his consent.
So far, so good.
It's kind of what we're doing now.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're kind of aiming for here.
Yeah, okay.
Budget solved, you know?
And as far as showers, it's obvious you haven't had a shower in a long time because I can smell you over the phone, okay? You filthy, smelly hippie. Get off my line. Go get a job, get a haircut, get a bath, and become a real American. And stop being one of them fake Americans who just happened to be born American and doesn't know that he's not really American because he's not from the real America, which is, you know, only 15 square feet in the center of the damn country. That's the real America. You want to see the real America? You go to that 15 square foot country, part of the country, and you go stand in the middle there and you realize what it is to be a real American.
I'm growing food between my toes.
Well, so you really agree with me on this whole hemp thing. I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, well, talk to you later, Squinty Dinty.
I doubt it. All right, folks. Listen, I don't mean to go on rants. I just want to talk about the budget. I wish somebody would call in that had the same viewpoints as me. That's all I want. Just a normal, everyday, average American to call in so we could talk about the things that we really don't like about other people in this country.
Hi, this is George. Am I on the air?
Hi, George. You sound like a normal person. Thank God. We haven't had a normal person
on that. I mean, yeah, hippies stink. They're completely useless. And yes. I was really wanting to kind of get to more of a discussion on Congress's budget.
Yeah, well, hey, this is the show for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, so we've been dumping way too much money into, you know, of our war funds. We've been spending a lot of money on things we don't need like NASA. So I was really kind of wanting to give you my opinion on, like,
no, go ahead.
You know, a kind of like a breakdown on exactly what was going to happen, what we should do with the budget here.
You know what? This is good. This is refreshing. Thank God we have somebody here. This is, folks, I want you to listen carefully to this man. This is a real American calling in with real answers and knowledgeable. He feels from his heart. He's, you know, he believes in the libertarian ideals. He believes in this country. He's probably a God-fearing man. He's probably like, you know, he's got a flag. I can see it right now. He's got a flag in his front yard. He's got mother, apple pie, and a wonderful wife by his side. Tell me everything. Tell these people what we should do.
Okay, we're live, right? On the air, so people
absolutely
can hear us live?
Yes, we are.
Okay, every single person listening to this right now, I want you all to find your guns. I know you're all God-fearing Americans. You all have guns. I want you to find them right now. Go to your nearest congressman, and you just start firing away. We're going to create anarchy in this country, because that's the only way we're going to get this thing to restart.
Hold on. I hope I made myself clear here. No, hold on. You're trying to incite violence?
It's the only way we're going to win, man. The government's just taking over, okay? You see what they're doing to our budget. This is what this whole thing's about. The only thing we can do, man, is just start anarchy, because anarchy is really the true state of man, and that's really the only way we're going to be able to live, is every man for himself.
No, this is not the only way. No, listen, we can have political differences and not agree, but to kill the opposition, that's not the way we do it here.
It's a revolt. We did it against the Brits. We can do it against our own people. Thank you, long-time listener, long-time caller. Bye.
Okay, folks. He does not even come close to remotely coming to the ideas of this station or myself. There's no way he could be a long-time caller or listener. I don't think we'll ever have this guy on the air again. He's not a real American. Real Americans don't go and kill their congressmen. They will talk about, you know, whether or not we went to the moon, which we didn't. But they will not try to shoot congressmen. It's just, that's not right. You vote them out of office or you don't pay them. It's as simple as that. Now I'm going to get off my pulpit for a second here because apparently there's a religious man calling in. So, I'm going to talk to him. Reverend Christian Fundy. Now that sounds like a good person.
Hello there, Squint. How y'all doing?
I'm pretty good myself. How are you doing?
Well, my friend, I am upset because we are in an evil world filled with evil people who want to kill our president or screw their hand into the wall. I mean, I've been listening here and I'm disgusted. There's a man having sex with a deer out there. There's a queen who's ruling a nation. I mean, how can that be? That's not the plan that we have. That's not what we need here. You know what we need, my friend?
No. What do we need?
What we need here, my friend, is quite simple. We need you all to go over to my website, reverendchristianfundy.com, the Fundinator as myself, and buy all the products online, because we're having a fire sale, my friends. Yes, the No Hell t-shirts, the apocalyptic end of times kit that will get you to survive through the end times, plus the actual pieces of the cross, all 50,000 pieces up for sale. On sale, cheap. You just go on there, sign up there. You can use PayPal. You can use credit cards. We prefer you use credit cards, and we prefer that you give us the full dollar value and everything that is in that account so that we know that we can't actually overcharge you, because we don't want to do that to my friends. So why don't you go down there? That's www.nohell.com. Christian Fundy, just go in there. And
is this some sort of advertising you're doing?
No, sir. No. I'm just talking about what I feel about the budget. The budget, I'm going to tell you this much. I'm sorry, I kind of got carried away, but the budget, it makes me sad, because you know what's wrong with the budget? It does not put enough into religion. I hear you there. That's right, because this country was formed with religion in mind. We had founding fathers that were all the same religion.
That's right, yep.
Yep, they were all Mormons.
What? George, what?
Yeah, George Washington was a Mormon. Jefferson was a Mormon. Yeah, it's true. So I'm asking the Congress to make a special law, to go in there, a bill to become a law, that will donate 50% of the U.S. budget to go into religious studies over at www.nohell.com. Christian Fundy's greatest site ever. Listen, you've gone on right now. You call right now, we'll get you half off everything. Just call.
No, that's enough. Okay, folks. I have a caller in who wants to talk to – well, he says he's not going to talk about the budget. He's going to talk about immigration. And you know what? I feel strongly about this matter and immigration, so why don't you say what you have to say? Hello, caller.
Excuse me, please, but I am thinking that there are far too many illegal immigrants in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I think something should be done about it. It's getting to where I cannot find a good cab driving job anywhere. Too many immigrants. Too many.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Yes. Actually... all of the, as you know, the immigrants are taking away the jobs for people who have bad accents and are pretending to be immigrants on my damn show. Ugh.
What is this you are saying?
I'm saying that you're not East Indian. It's obvious you're calling in with a fake accent.
No, I am an American.
Well, I know you're an American, and they're Americans too, pal. Patriotic Americans. And I can tell from that accent you're from Delaware. But that's okay. Ugh. So, we're getting near the end of the show. We haven't talked at all about the budget. I'm kind of disappointed. I would like somebody to call in. Just somebody to call in before we're off the air. To talk to me about the... Hello? Yes?
Okay. So, here's an update.
Oh, God. So, not you again.
So, apparently there was a symbol on my wall that I didn't know about before.
Okay.
And the blood from my hand bled into it.
Uh-huh.
It looked kind of like a pentagram, okay?
Yes.
So once my blood filled up the pentagram full on circle and star wise, it opened up a gate.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the gate came this demon like creature who's kind of gnawing on my face right now.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you could maybe get someone to help me out.
All right, can you put the phone to the demon's ears and let's talk to the demon?
Okay, hold on. I'll get him on the phone.
You see, folks, he's so high. He's so high, he's going to do this now. You see, do you hear anything? I don't hear anything. There's no demon.
Hello.
What? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Squinty Westwood.
Yes? Who is this?
You can call me Lou Cipher.
Oh, yeah, that's clever. Lou Cipher.
Yeah, it's really clever. How's your radio show been going?
I get it!
Oh, it's literally been hell, my friend. I can't believe
you're absolutely right about that. It really has been hell. Because that's where you're at. You actually died last night in your sleep from an overdose mix of beer, steroids, and uppers.
Oh, jeez. You mean that actually killed me?
You wouldn't think it would have, but it did.
Oh, God, man.
And now you're here.
Wait, what am I doing in hell? I'm a good person. I say my prayers, I eat my vitamins, I salute the flag. What am I doing in hell?
Well, you see, if you actually listen to your own stuff that you talk about on your radio show, you'll realize that it's so bad that we really just couldn't afford to send you to heaven. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. We don't need that kind of stuff around here.
My legs are getting numb. My legs, they're getting numb.
And it looks like I'm about to score me another one right here with this lunatic.
Oh God. Okay, so I'm in hell. Does that mean I don't have to do this stupid radio show anymore? Because I've had enough. I just want to go home.
No, you don't. Actually, yes, you do.
What?
You're going to be doing the same radio show for eternity. No sleeping, no commercials. And the callers will be just as competent as they have been for the last 30 minutes.
No.
I'm going to call you like 70,000 more times.
No!
You think people with bad accents and idiots who think that they know about the budget calling in are bad, just you wait for the next 3,000 millennia.
Oh, no. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. This is Squint Westwood. Coming up in hour two, we'll be talking about pet neutering. Is it immoral? Oh, God. This is going to be horrible.
Oh, look at that. The phone lines are lighting up. I can't wait to listen in.
You've been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's episode, starring King Penguin, Doc on the Web, and Murphy Kid. Special guest star, The Monk. Written by Murphy Kid, King Penguin, and Doc on the Web. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. More Things Mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting Mystery Mind adventures.